Gray Gardens is a mansion located in a wealthy part of East Hampton, New York, on Long Island. It gained fame following the release of a documentary of the same name by the Maisels brothers in 1975. The documentary followed the lives of a mother and daughter, Big Edie and Little Edie Bouvier Beale, the aunt and first cousin of Jackie Kennedy. The Beals had allowed their home to become a decrepit eyesore and who lived, as Wikipedia puts it, in increasing isolation and squalor. The documentary became a classic, spawning follow-up news reports and eventually a made-for-television film with Jessica Lange and Drew Barrymore, which detailed not only their lives in 1975, but also the moments back in the 1940s when things changed for the worst. In 2006, Gray Gardens became a Broadway musical. While not a success, folding after 307 performances, the show won Tonys for both its stars, Christine Ebersole and Mary Louise Wilson, along with costume design and nominations in several categories. Because the cast is small, Gray Gardens can be mounted in an intimate setting, which makes it perfect for custom-made theaters Gough Street Playhouse in San Francisco, where it runs through July 5th. As for the show itself, the first act, which tells the story of the Beals' fall from grace, is set in the 1940s and features 40s pastiche music. It works on all levels. The problem is in the second act, which duplicates scenes from the documentary. The librettist Doug Wright tries to bring it all together to make both stories a cohesive whole, and he isn't always entirely successful. Because of that, in order for Gray Gardens the musical to work, the lead casting has to be right, and here Custom Made nails it. Heather Orth is excellent as the younger Big Edie in the 1940s and the older Little Edie in 1975. Her castmates, Mary Gibbony as Little Edie as a debutante during World War II, and Juliana Lusternader as the elderly Big Edie in 1975, form perfect foils for Orth. The lesser casting isn't quite as successful, though David Aaron Brown is Big Edie's friend George, who also serves as accompanying pianist to the whole show, and Nathan Brown as Joseph Kennedy Jr. and Jerry the Handyman more than hold their own. Unlike the current crop of self-referential comedies or power ballad special effects fests that bloat the Broadway stage, Gray Gardens deals with real people, real emotions, and what happens when farce turns to tragedy and then back into farce. It's a cautionary tale about ambition in America and about the psychological destruction caused by ambition thwarted, and it's worth a visit. Gray Gardens the Musical plays at Custom Made's Gough Street Playhouse through July 5th. For more information, you can go to their website, custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.